This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Raise your hand if you remember 6 or so months ago when Facebook bought Instagram. All right, good. Now, how many of you remember the purchase price? That's right, $1 billion. And finally now, who knows how Instagram makes money? Yeah, that's also right. It doesn't. The photo sharing app is free, but starting next month, you, the user, may be paying the price. Instagram is going to change its privacy policy to let it use, or to pick another word, to let it monetize your pictures however it likes. To say the change is unpopular is to understate things just a little bit. Here's our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon.
Robert Hendricks started up his Instagram account as a fun way to share his pictures. He's a photo advisor at Michigan State's student newspaper. Now he says he's looking for alternative photo sharing sites.
The real issue I have is when people start to make money off of it. That's where it's kind of a problem for me if we don't have any say in how that's being used.
Other users complain Instagram's policy changes are so fuzzy they can't know exactly what they're agreeing to. Mark Rotenberg says that's a common problem. He heads the Electronic Privacy Information Center and says websites keep changing the rules.
We've asked the Federal Trade Commission essentially to enforce the original terms of service, not to do this kind of bait and switch with users.
Websites like Instagram argue they're still learning how to pay the bills. Declan McCullough watches the politics of the Internet for CNET.
You're using this for free. It costs Instagram a lot of money to keep its servers running and to handle customer support issues and all that. So you can understand why they want to try to make money this way.
Fair enough, says Kurt Opsahl of the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Just don't trap users into things they don't want.
It's about treating the users right and being respectful of the users being a very important part of what makes user-generated content sites and social media sites what they are.
Opsahl says Instagram's new parent, Facebook, should have learned that lesson a long time ago. It already tried pushing these limits.
Ultimately, they changed a lot of their practices to go to more of an opt-in model, where if there was going to be a change in how the data was used, people would be asked first.
Opsahl predicts Instagram will end up rolling back some of its new policies to avoid losing too many users. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.